Continuing the best of Justin Scott and Spiegel year-end extravaganza spectacular. Oh, Josh had a noise in his basement. This is back from when we were still broadcasting from home, and he had an alarm going off in his basement, so he grabbed his cell phone, headed down to the basement, and we heard live on air what appeared to be some sort of beeping noise, and I think with the help of our listeners, we were able to determine that it was his sump pump indeed malfunctioning. Which I think we saved him from his basement being flooded. But here it is, broadcasting from home, Josh's weird noise from the basement.
And we are going to transfer him over to the phone lines.
Yes.
We have theories from the text board, Scott, that include what?
Can he hear us yet? They think it's like a water sensor, that there's water in his basement. Okay. Like a sump pump, I think, has a sensor that if it floods, it'll sound an alarm. They think it's that kind of alarm.
He's had issues in the past. Okay, Josh has left. We're now bringing him up on the warm line. Josh Spiegel, making your way downstairs?
Yes. Do you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yes, loud and clear. Where are you?
Okay. I just opened the basement door, and it's totally dark. I have a flashlight with me. Now, you know, I do have a theory that maybe it's because I have a backup sump pump. Maybe it's an alarm.
Okay.
That's what people are saying. It's a sump pump alarm.
Maybe it's gone offline.
Maybe your power went out and it triggered it or something.
Ah, that's a possible theory. That's a best case scenario.
Do you hear anything now?
Yes.
Yes, I hear it.
I do hear it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Where are you making your way to?
Okay, now I'm in the room with all the electric stuff.
Utility room. Got it.
Okay. Okay, I'm going. I don't see any water, but I do see the sump pump is the sump. I repeat, the sump pump is beeping.
Okay.
All right.
It's the
backup.
There's
no water
or
nothing?
It's the backup system. No, there's no water. Let me just move. I will now. I almost dropped the phone. I don't want to drop it in the sump. Wait a second. Okay. Okay, I'm moving my ears around to make sure I'm confirming. Okay, I have now confirmed it's the sump pump backup system. Okay, now I just took off the disgusting cover to the sump pump. Okay, good news. The water is fairly low.
Okay.
There is water in the sump pump well, but it hasn't made its way to floor level.
That is correct.
Okay.
Now, there's a button that says reset on this.
Hell yeah,
should
push
I
it.
Press that?
Push
yeah,
that.
Why not?
Oh! Oh, it's quiet.
Hey! You had a power outage. And it knocked
you,
your
buddy.
Sump pump all cattywampus.
Look
Josh,
you, buddy.
You just fixed the damn
Look
thing.
What you
He's
did.
A man.
Look what you did.
You didn't need a plumber. You didn't need a pipe fitter. You didn't need a handyman. You went down there.
Oh. Hello?
What the hell was that?
What was that?
What was that?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Wait. Hold on.
Oh, no.
What hold happened? On.
He's in the well.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Hold on.
Hello.
Josh, please confirm that you can hear us. Josh is in his basement.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, he's good.
I will tell you what just happened.
Uh-huh.
I can confirm. My flashlight has a little, you know, like a string thing at the end, like a loop.
Okay.
And I felt it. I felt it on my forearm and thought I was being attacked by a spider. And at that moment, I managed to press the volume down button on my phone and couldn't hear you. But
God.
I confirm I now can hear you.
Okay, we have confirmation. Josh can hear us again. The basement is dry, and there is no spider. I repeat, there is no spider. Josh was not attacked. It was a loop of string.
Now, do you feel like you've sufficiently fixed the problem, or are you going to call in an expert just to be sure?
No, I'm not going to call an expert. I'll probably check it. Why? Do you think I need to call an expert?
Hey, look, I don't know.
It's one of those things. I just want to make sure that sump pump's working. It sounds like it is. You hit the reset. The amount of water that you saw in it, was it above the plunger, the thing that lifts and activates?
No, it's pretty. Oh, now do you want me to go downstairs again?
I mean, it's like, look, it's up to you.
It's your house.
All right, let me go down.
Your impending flood.
Let's go back down.
I just want to make sure that where the water's at, because if that what do they call it, that little buoy thing, that's the water, it's buoyant.
Right, that's what triggers it to turn
exactly.
on. It floats to a certain level.
If water is above that,
then it ain't working.
You're in a bad spot. If it's beneath it, you're okay.
Okay. All right, I'm back. In the utility room. God, it's dark in here. Oh, there's the crawl space.
Yeah, still smells like burnt bone marrow. At this point, Josh, I think you would be safe enough, not to contradict your father, but there doesn't appear to be water. You can turn the lights on down there and get electrocuted.
Somebody is saying, Josh, in terms of the sound, that it was the battery backup. You lost power in the middle of the night, and it's just to let you know that the backup system was in use.
Oh, there you go. Ooh, listen to you. I'm being told it's called the float, by the way. You're looking for the float.
Okay. I don't know. How are you going to... how are you going to see it from top?
You should be able to. Take a picture, use your flash, send it to us. We'll see if I can identify the float. I've had a sump pump in most of the homes I've lived in. Scott, you too.
I've never had a sump pump.
You didn't have a sump pump in your old place?
No.
You got to have a sump pump.
Oh, yeah, one
house.
Time.
Yeah, one time.
No, I don't know. I don't think I do.
You ain't got a sump in that house? Huh, okay. I got one. We're high up on the hill.
Okay. I just took a picture. It might be a little blurry.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's see what we
got. Send the photo. Let's go. We're on the radio.
I'm excited to see this. Here we are. Message incoming.
Hey, do you still have all those boxes all over your basement?
No.
Do you still have that one really sketchy wire that hangs down low that's definitely live?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, that was from the Josh Fit video. Famously, the Josh Fit video. Right. You were definitely smacking a live wire while trying to help us get in shape. For those that are just joining us, Josh heard a loud beeping from his basement earlier. He's gone downstairs to investigate. It was the emergency backup power on his sump pump. And he did say that there is water in the hole.
Well, hello there.
We're trying to find out whether or not it's an acceptable amount of water or, that thing's filling and he needs to head to higher ground.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if it's which one would the buoy. Is it a buoy or a booby?
I was told it's called the float. I had a plumber check in, says it's called a float.
You know what? I'll Google a picture later, and then I'll know what to look for.
It's kind of the same technology as a toilet. With that little floater on there?
You know, says the message failed.
Yeah, you're down in that basement. That thing is lead-lined and soundproofed, so it could withstand a direct strike from a nuclear missile. You might want to head upstairs and send that thing. Hey, good news, though. Good news, though, your basement isn't filled with water.
All right, dude.
There you go. Thank goodness, man. Thank goodness. With everything you're already dealing with the Opal connection this and TV show that and Farfel's occasional stubbornness, the last thing you needed was Lake Havasu down there, which you've had to deal with before.
Okay, it should be, you should be receiving it any moment now.
All right, here we go.
I got it.
Got it?
Oh, a little blurry.
What the?
Are you out of your mind?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what?
Yeah. Josh, you got tremors, dude.
Hey, do you hear me now?
Yeah, uh-huh. Josh, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, we just got this watercolor that you sent us. Okay. you tried to take a photo of your sump pump. You apparently were under enemy fire, and this looks like
it might be a little blurry. It should not be any more blurry.
I can't even tell you what that's a photo of.
It's a sump pump.
Posting this to my Instagram.
Yeah, I'm going to put this is actually going to be the new JSS Twitter background.